This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Striking back in Yemen.
The danger here is that we go up the escalatory ladder.
Undecided in Iowa.
Anytime I think I have my mind made up, then I don't. It's kind of a big decision.
Trump in court.
It's election interference.
I trust that justice will be done.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the United States and UK deliver a wave of airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen who are backed by Iran. It's a response to attacks aimed at commercial ships in the Red Sea that have increased since the start of the war in Gaza. Here's CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett.
The U.S. military scrambled tactical support aircraft and F-18 fighter jets. U.S. military officials say more than 100 precision-guided munitions struck over 60 targets at 16 locations, including the capital Sana'a, command centers, missile and drone launch sites, and air defense systems.
An assessment of the operation at the Pentagon from Major General Patrick Ryder on CBS Mornings.
Initial indications are that we had good effects. We'll continue to monitor that. So far, we have not seen any kind of retaliatory action on the part of the Houthis.
3 days till the first showdown of the 2024 presidential campaign, the Iowa caucuses. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the key issues are the economy, immigration, and the weather.
I got more reinforcements with layers of clothes on the way.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's not concerned about the weather Monday, but he is concerned about frontrunner Donald Trump.
I want to focus on what can we do so that hardworking people can get ahead again. None of that will happen in this election if Trump is the nominee.
DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley are scheduled to crisscross the state through the weekend, trying to win over the last remaining undecided Republicans.
You set the tone for the country.
Haley is drawing larger crowds intrigued by a series of polls suggesting she'd defeat President Biden if she's the nominee.
That's governorships, that's House, that's Senate, that's all the way down to the school board.
The voters are most concerned with rising prices.
I just told my husband the other day, do you know how much that orange juice cost?
And with immigration. One big unknown, since Republicans can only vote during caucuses at 7 p.m. Monday night, how will the record low temperatures affect turnout?
Former President Trump says he plans to attend all of his trials, something that could take away from his time on the campaign trail. Yesterday, the judge in his civil fraud trial told Trump's attorney to control his client. When the former president spoke during closing arguments, he had been told not to. Trump later continued his attacks on New York's attorney general.
She's got serious Trump derangement syndrome, there's no question about Letitia James, the corrupt attorney general of New York.
James says the case is all about the facts.
No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, no one is above the law.
CBS's Robert Costa tells us the judge plans to issue a decision by the end of the month.
He could ban Trump from doing business in New York, and he could have a penalty of about $200 to $300 million.
CBS's Catherine Herridge is in Los Angeles. That's where President Biden's son Hunter went before a judge yesterday to plead not guilty to tax charges.
He set a trial date for June 20th. He warned the president's son that there would be serious consequences if he violates the terms of his release.
In Iowa and other parts of the Midwest, snowfall could be deep as temperatures get set to plunge well below zero. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore is in Chicago.
It is absolutely brutal right now. We'll be in this all day, morning and evening rush hour. Winds will be howling off the lake as they are this morning, 12 to 18 inches. And this is going to be a heavy, wet snow. Rain is coming to the East Coast again. Another episode of severe weather in the South, where we've already got tornado watches out this morning in Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana.
We're hearing from Katie Cox, the Texas woman who fought the state to end her non-viable pregnancy. She left the state to get an abortion just before the Texas Supreme Court ruled against her. She spoke exclusively to Tracy Smith for CBS Sunday Morning.
I wanted to be here, close to home. I mean, it's the hardest thing I've been through. I wanted to come home, cry on my own pillow, hold my babies.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A UN court in the Netherlands is hearing today from Israel after allegations of genocide in the Gaza war brought by South Africa were heard yesterday. CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel's case is that it's acting in self-defense, that it's responding to Hamas genocidal attacks on October 7th, and that Israel has been abiding by international law, that it's not deliberately targeting civilians.
The Navy's investigating the crash of one of its helicopters in San Diego Bay. Beth Teach with the Pacific Fleet says six people were on board.
We know that the crew all survived. They were moved promptly ashore. The crew was doing a routine training mission.
Texas has ordered the National Guard to block U.S. border agents from patrolling an area along the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass. It had been used as a migrant holding area.
The Texas Military Department confirming that it has taken control of the 47-acre Shelby Park on the Texas-Mexico border. Eagle Pass Mayor Rolando Salinas got word late Wednesday.
They have an emergency declaration from the governor. This is something that the city didn't sign up for.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're using every tool to respond to what he calls President Biden's ongoing border crisis. U.S. officials telling CBS News they're blocked from conducting their duties. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Hertz says it's going to sell a third of its electric vehicle rental fleet, some 20,000 vehicles, many of them Teslas, because of weak customer demand. Trouble in an ambulance in Rochester, New York.
He's freaking out. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he's got to go.
Got to go, that paramedic says. Police were called in to help get a man in the midst of a medical emergency who was lunging at paramedics to get him out of the vehicle.
You'll freak out too if you can't breathe. Can you take me to the hospital with?
No.
We tried to take you, but honey, that was unacceptable.
Sidewalk's right over there.
He later collapsed on a sidewalk and died 2 weeks later. The city's mayor calls it unacceptable and is investigating. Credit card debt rising, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia says delinquencies on credit cards rose last year, hitting their highest level in a decade. Credit card debt in the U.S. has hit a record $1.3 trillion.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A new list on TV diversity and inclusion.
How's Dion doing?
Raising Dion on Netflix, about a black mother and son, had the highest score.
We need a new approach.
Also on Netflix, Gentified, about Mexican-American cousins, scored high as well.
It's time to focus on our family.
Broadcast and cable series that top the list include Queen Sugar on the Oprah Winfrey Network, about black siblings in Louisiana.
The woman fell from the cliff.
And HBO's The Baby, The list from USC's Annenberg Inclusion Initiative and the Adobe Foundation ranked shows on their diversity and inclusion on screen and behind the scenes. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
ESPN has apologized to the Sports Emmy Awards after it was found several on-air personalities were given awards they were ineligible to win in a phony name swap scheme dating back to 1997. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.